I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The coronavirus paralyzes ministry in Italy. More details in a moment. And then later learn why Bangladesh has become a largely forgotten mission field. We'll get to that story in a moment. But first, the coronavirus has hit Italy hard, with over 350 dying in a 24-hour period. All citizens are being told to stay in their homes except to buy food or other emergencies. Operation Mobilization Italy's director, Davide Boiolo, says,
"But you need to have a statement with you to give to the police if they stop you. So it's not that they're checking on you, but if you are going around, they may stop you. And if you state something that is not true, you can be in trouble."
Right now, OM staff are safe and healthy, but they are also unable to do a lot of ministry work.
So we have anti-trafficking ministries that at the moment are suspended because we cannot be on the street during the day. Youth meetings, and we cannot do that anymore. So, you know, mobilizing in the church, trying to encourage to go in mission or to share the gospel, we cannot do that at the moment.
Believers in Italy are trying to be a light in this dark time by using social media and other internet communication to encourage fellow believers. Boiolo's already thinking about what happens when the outbreak ends.
I really have the feelings that we are going to be a different country, a different people after this experience. This is a really massive community experience that we were not thinking to passing through.
Next, Lebanon was already struggling with a financial crisis before the coronavirus hit. Government corruption recently caused the Lebanese pound to lose around 40% of its value against the U.S. dollar. The cost of goods has gone up, including medical supplies. Now, with the coronavirus outbreak in Lebanon on lockdown, the people's suffering is twofold. Nuna with Triumphant Mercy says,
"I used to work with Syrians and Iraqis, but now there are so many Lebanese that are becoming our beneficiaries just because they lost everything. So many people lost jobs. So many people lost anything that they have to sustain themselves. The bank situation is hard. The financial situation is hard. There's so much corruption. Having Christ is what makes me go and what makes me always see that He is the hope of the nations. He is the one who can change things. He's the one who can transform situations. But other people, if they don't have Christ, where would they put their hope? They want to put their hope in political leaders or in social systems or in what? So that's what our role is. Our role is to bring Christ into people's lives."
Please join us in asking God to sustain the Lebanese people.
I need always prayer for the team that's working. The team is tired. We call it secondary trauma. So we need prayer for the teams that are working, for all the people that are working, that are hearing story after story after story.
And Jesus' charge to reach the ends of the earth is not yet done. In fact, Greg Kelly with World Mission says that some places, like Bangladesh, have been largely forgotten by mission work.
And the ends of the earth is places that don't have access to the gospel. An example of that are the Sheikh of Bangladesh. It's a people group that happens to be the largest single unreached people group in the world. They live in Bangladesh. There are 133 million people that are 0.00% Christian. Most Christians would have no clue who they are. That really reveals part of the issue, is that we don't have an understanding despite having access to more data and research than any time in history. We don't have an excuse as the body of Christ.
Yet the Sheikh are not the only unreached group in Bangladesh. In fact, the Rohingya recently fled there due to genocide in their own country. Both groups have very little Christian witness. But World Mission hopes to help with that. They work with local and national leaders to engage people in the country in their own languages and culture. And World Mission offers a message of hope in the form of God's Word. Kelly says,
"If you're not a reader, which most of these people are oral learners and they need to learn in a non-literate way, having something like a solar-powered audio Bible is a beautiful way to learn about Jesus and to share it with your family."
Pray for fruit that comes from the planted gospel seeds. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. We depend on our listeners and sponsors to keep MNN on the air. Every bit helps as we look at the headlines through the lens of the Great Commission. So would you consider giving today? Just look for the Support MNN tab at our website to donate online or to get the address to send a check. Go to missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer. We'll be right back.